to Thrifting Minds.
Which episode is this, Dom?
I mean, I don't know, Mary. What episode is this?
I don't know. It's like the last episode of 2019.
2019, guys, has been so crazy. And we are excited to give you the last episode of the year.
I can't believe that. That's so exciting.
What? I know. Like, just going and reflecting on what we've done is something that I want to reflect on. I want to entitle this episode Five for Five.
Ooh, I like that. Tell us why you want it to be called that.
You know, Five for Five is like when you give somebody a high five, it's like you're embracing a high five of like happiness or like whatever. But like for us, this is like Five for Five of reflecting, Five for Five of our goals. So I think Five for Five just fits.
I agree. I'm so excited. This is going to be a shorter episode than what we've been doing. We're keeping it cute, keeping it short, keeping it sweet.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a time. We're getting serious. We're getting real serious. Yeah, it's a time for reflection.
Reflection mode. But before reflection mode, Mary, I don't know what you guys are drinking out there, as Mary always says on every episode. If you're drinking some wine, if you're drinking some tequila, if you're drinking some water. Today, I'm drinking Topo Chico. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a juice from Whole Foods. I think it has coconut water, kale, cucumber, mango. Who knows what else? I'm hoping that it's going to just really heal me up for 2020.
I love this. Let me open this chupa.
Ooh, yeah, let's hear it.
And then, yes, let's hear it.
Ooh, no.
Or explode.
But that was the most satisfying sound. I'm sure everyone now wants a Topo Chico. We're not even promoting them, you guys. We're in Austin, so we love Topo Chico. Ooh,
perfect. Let's cheers.
Woo! It didn't make a clink sound, but it was in our hearts.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm. You got it, girl.
I spilt it all down my face, guys.
Literally. It's okay. If it's not you, it's me. So,
all right. Rock, paper, scissors, you or me?
Okay. You go.
Okay. So I'm going to go and start off by our reflections, our five reflections of 2019. Drum roll, please.
We're doing this one-handed.
Okay.
We're also solo dolo today. There's no DJ.
There's no DJ, man.
He's our editor, our producer. Shout out to
DJ. Shout out to DJ, man.
But we're making it. There were some setbacks.
Some major setbacks for some bigger comebacks.
We got it, but we figured it out. And so as long as this episode airs, I feel like it's going to be an achievement.
I agree. Hashtag do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. We got it.
Do it yourself.
But DJ is missed.
Yes. Shout out to you, DJ. All right. So hitting my five reflections of 2019 for Thrifting Minds. My first reflection is hitting 500 listens.
Ooh, say it again.
500.
Woo! And that's all thanks to literally anyone that's listening to it right now.
Shout out to y'all, man. We literally are so excited to even, you know, reflect on all of this time that we spent on thinking and doing this. And now that we're doing it, it feels so good that we have you guys out there and loving it.
Yeah.
We're getting so much good feedback that is just like giving me so much good energy to keep pushing this.
Yeah. Cause I don't think, I mean, this is kind of getting into the reflection thing, but neither one of us really had any, we had our first episode was goals, but I don't think we had really a lot of, we kind of just wanted to do it.
Yeah, we needed to do it because if not now, then when? And it's like, you know, time is flying. Look at it. Yeah. We're already at New Year's, you know? And it's like, look at us. My second reflection, the amount of connections we've made through this journey of just being 4 months of us doing this.
Yeah.
We've gotten so much love. We've gotten so much feedback on our community, our peers, Instagram, all of our social media platforms. Yep. It's just a beautiful thing. I also want to reflect on something that's so great to me, that I cherish a moment of this year. Was our first ever photo shoot. It was so simple and I loved it. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, it was such a magical night. It was at a pop-up.
Yes, it was like a market creative event. It was like a creative meetup. So there was like vendors, there were photographers, there were DJ, there was... Yeah. Like everybody, makeup. It was makeup there doing hair.
Yeah, I got hair. My hair done. Yes, for Mary. Free.
Got your hair.
It was so cute. It was so. By the most beautiful man who was like a cyclist, stylist. He got it all. He was so sweet. I don't remember his name. I wish I did. I would shout out to him.
Shout out to him anyway. Long story short, that was the moment we came up with our cover album.
Yeah, that just magically happened because we only took a couple pictures that night, but I feel like it embodied our
energy. Shout those out to my
pink
boyfriend
colors. Stefan, who also Stefan. Did our theme music,
our theme song. If you guys love that, follow him, Stefan Ose.
He just dropped an album.
Yes, we want to give accomplishments to the men that are backing us in Thrifting Minds.
So much support through this whole thing.
Yes, this 4 months of our journey. I love the interview we did with Treasure Shit City. Shout out to Treasure City Thrift.
Ooh, our fave.
One of our faves on the east side. The affordable thrift store of Austin, Texas. I love that process, Mary. What about you?
Honestly, interviewing, besides talking to you, which is my favorite, period, but getting to sit down, interviewing people is one of my favorite things, and it's why I get behind the mic, because I don't really feel like I need a microphone. I kind of just have, I have a lot of outlets, but I like being able to provide a microphone and a platform for someone else that I think so much deserves it, and that epitome of Treasure City Thrift.
The ladies in there keeping that building alive, keeping that energy alive, keeping those clothes alive. I appreciate them. I thought that process of us asking them the serious questions that, you know, we all as customers are wanting to know, you know, what's going to happen with you guys? You know, are you guys going to leave? Are you guys going to stay? Yeah. Though we know they're going to stay. Woo! The East Side is constantly changing. So we're also always on our toes. So it was a great moment for them to come and chat with us. And our first interview.
Yeah, that was so cute.
Wow, our local thrift store. I love that that was like our first hop in into interviewing.
Oh, it's so perfect. It felt
so right.
So right. And then coming back with Connor after that. What? She just provided so much information.
Dude, she needs to come back on again just to go over just some like fun, sustainable stuff with us.
I adore her.
Let's give her 3 months and like bring her back on just to see where she's at.
I think we would all love that.
Yes. And lastly, of my reflections, you know, I really want to thank you, Mary, for just like being the best co-host ever. I mean, I think you're the yin to my yang.
I totally agree.
And I am a hot mess, and you are just pull it together with so much grace, so much grace and poise. Literally, you guys should have known the behind the scenes right now. She was just like all over the place, but look at us. We are here. You can hear us. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, Mary. Podcast is something that I never thought that I would be stepping into in 2019, and the fact that I am here, you know, on the fifth episode and the last episode of the year with you, and how we've grown together and how we are still growing together in this sustainable life that we are obtaining. I think that we're making strides and we don't even really truly feel what we're doing right now, but we know that it's something big, and I'm so glad that you're on this journey with me.
I thank you so much. First off, that means so much to me. But the feeling is so mutual, because I think even earlier today, I was like, wow, we really compliment each other, because like wherever it's like, I don't know anything about that. You're like, I got it.
I got you.
You come in clutch every time. And I feel like we just compliment each other really well. And I feel like you helped me grow and learn. Like, that was the last thing on my reflection list. But growing with Dom.
Aww. Hold on. Let's start with your reflection.
Okay,
I love
we'll
it.
Come back to
we'll
that.
Come back to that.
So number one, I said, just go for it. And I think you touched on this, Dom, so beautifully just a couple minutes ago. But I think neither one of us really knew what this podcast was going to be, but we both knew that we were so passionate about fashion and talking about it and sustainability.
Yes.
And I think that along this journey too, you and I both recently have started to kind of see that the community is a lot bigger
than what we expected. Yeah, it was like a Pandora box. Like once we opened it, we just kept going in and people kept receiving it and we were reaching out. And I think we have a lot more to do, but
yeah. And there's, and I think too is something that can be intimidating when you start a project like this and you do start to see that there's already some entrepreneurs before you, is that you're like, oh, why am I doing this? But it feels like such an inclusive, such an encouraging group where it's like, no, we need as many people this caring voice. About this. Yeah.
And you know, it's like also too, you're right about it. Like it is a lot of people doing this, but also too, it feels different for us. It feels different and how we're going about it. It's like we're creating our own lane in the midst of everybody else's lane.
Oh, yeah. And that's what it's all about. So I think, you know, my advice with anything after this process is just go for it. If you think that you're interested in it and you're excited about it,
go for it.
Because you don't know what it could become, but you also have to have the courage and the curiosity to let it become what it needs to be.
Believe in it.
Mm-hmm. And so then number two ties right into that with talking about what you love helps you do what you love. And I feel like just us talking about it more, like I've started to try to find more sustainable books, like books that are teaching me more about sustainability.
Shout out to books. Read, y'all.
Ooh, I'm so excited to finally get back into reading. I know I've already told you about that, but I haven't told our listeners.
No listeners.
I finished my last semester of full classes. Yes. I have an internship next semester.
Shout out to Mary. Oh,
thank you. But I am so excited to finally pour all my efforts into something I'm really passionate about that I feel like kind of, I mean, I had it before this podcast, but really has started to blossom, if you will, from this whole endeavor. And that's so exciting. So then number three, similar to you, Dawn, like reach out to people. The worst thing they can do is say no.
Yeah.
And they probably won't.
Yeah. I mean, we did. I mean, I feel like over the year we have did our part on our own, reaching out to our peers, and it's brought so much great response.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, if we even keep going in depth with that, I feel like the more we reach in our community, the more the community will reach to us.
Yeah. And I think that's all of what it's about. And I think that's something that we've been really trying to keep at the heart of this is community in Austin and giving back. And I think that that's, you know, something we really want to do in the next phase, which we'll get to when we talk about our goals. Number four, believe in yourself and your goals and in your vision. This is really hard for me. So that sounds like a really cheesy thing to put down on this list. But I feel like through this process, I think throughout my life, there's been a lot of things that I'm like, oh, I really want to do that. But then I take a step back and I hesitate because I'm an Aquarius. I'm not super, like, I don't know the ins and outs of zodiac astrology and all that. But I do feel like I have a tendency to, if I don't know how to do something, I get so scared I just won't do it.
Yeah.
And I think that this has taught me such a valuable lesson of, like, sometimes that's the most exciting part about it.
Yeah.
And that is not an easy thing for me.
Yeah.
But I think moving forward, I have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
As I keep growing and keep working at this with you. And I feel like you've helped me with that so much, you Sag over here.
You but, know, yeah. This is my season still, ooh, technically.
Happy late birthday to Dawn.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I have her to birthday talk about never that. Ends. Oh,
just
my God.
Just give her all the compliments.
Give me all the love,
gifts.
Y'all. I had another year on the 12th of this month.
Woo.
Shout out to all my Sagittarius out there. Mm-hmm. We're awesome. But speaking on what you're saying, I think it takes a lot of courage to really believe in yourself, even if you don't know what you're doing, especially when I always tell you, like, fake it till you make it, act mm-hmm. like you've been there before. I mean that to my core. Like, I literally sometimes, you know, put my foot in my mouth about doing something or being present, and now I actually have to do it. So the mm-hmm. more you actually do say it and speak it to someone else, you are now forced to do it because you spoke it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's all it is. Like, keep speaking it, then, you know, action shall follow.
Exactly. Ooh, I love it so much. And that will tie into our goals as well, I think. But of course, as I touched on earlier, the last reflection that I have is just being able to grow with you in this process. And I think both you and I bring to the table the chance for this to become whatever it wants to become. Yeah. And take on its own life and kind of lead us as we go
on our bigger purpose.
Yeah. So is it going to just be a, you know, who knows what happens this time next year? Is it going to be just a podcast? Is it going to be more? Is it going to be whatever?
Yeah. It's going to be whatever we really want it to be.
Yeah. But it's been really cool. I know that, you know, this is only our fifth episode. So I know for everybody listening, like, we haven't had a whole lot of episodes, but
we're gonna work on that.
We tested out the waters, I think, first.
Yeah.
I
know
for me, like, I was like, I gotta get through this last semester as a full-time student, worker.
I mean, me having a business, being full-time and my job, and like,
you literally don't have a day off.
I literally don't have a day off, and maneuvering through having a social life and, like, mm-hmm. you know, being having present, Drake. You know, being present in, like, the fashion industry, yeah. and, like, thrifting, you know, when do I have time to actually thrift if I'm working? So this year has been crazy, but we've seen the potential in this, mm-hmm. right? We see the potential of, mm-hmm. like, bringing our community together by us talking about what we are so passionate about, which mm-hmm. is sustainability, which is fashion, which is the climate, which is the world, which is us.
Mm.
Ooh!
Ooh! Mic drop. Okay. All so right. For goals, do you want to go first?
Goals. I think you go first.
Okay. So for number one, I want to learn more, which I'm already trying to springboard into 2020. Because I can't be having this podcast if I'm not walking the walk, right?
Okay, now don't let's not have a sermon.
Mm-mm, I cannot be doing
you gotta
it.
Gotta walk the walk. You gotta talk the talk.
You do, and it's. I think this has been really eye opening to me to realize, like, there's a lot of things I can work on. Tons, not in a way where it's like, oh, I need to be hard on myself, but in a way where it's like, there's always room for improvement, and I always want to be open to that. And I think the first key to that is learning more, and with that, reading more. So if anybody has any recommendations for books on sustainable fashion or any type of sustainability, please comment them, DM me, whatever. Would love that.
Thrifting Minds.
Mm-hmm. You know where to find us. Hopefully we'll tag it all at the end. To be more sustainable with myself, which I already said. Third, set aside time for my passions, which I think is important. And I think what I'm trying to reconstruct is, you know, every day is so precious. Like, I had a cold for like the 2 days off in a row that I had, and I was so pissed because I was like, no, I had things I needed to get done.
I got shit to do.
And I wonder if my body was like, yeah, no.
No, listen to your body, guys. Your body is your true healer. And mm-hmm. as a believer, you need to push yourself. And mm-hmm. if your body's telling you to relax, relax. If your body say go, mm-hmm. go.
Mm-hmm. But I you know, I think now is the time to really dive into these things that for the past couple of years I've been like, oh, I got a lot of things I got to put on hold because of being a full-time student, being a full-time worker. And now, you know, I've been talking a big talk. Now's the time for me to carve out that time. And that's very important for me to keep, like, at the forefront. And then fourth, connect with local Austin community more, because that's been the best part of this whole thing.
For sure.
And five, reach out to more people, because
outreach.
Because this whole community is much bigger and than we are even beginning to grasp, and that is so exciting to me. So those are my five goals.
Hey, I love that, Mary. All right, so guys, my five goals for 2020.
Can't believe it. New decade.
No.
I'm ready.
Oh, anyway, okay, number one, expanding our listeners.
Ooh.
So, listeners, I am very passionate about the amount of views that are views. The listens, amount of listens, views, you know, all of that jazz.
Exactly.
Oh, that was so funny. So I am interested and I'm passionate about, you know, expanding my knowledge and even reaching out to our listeners that are in other countries to reach out to us and like talk to us about your personal journeys and how it is in a different country. I'm so interested to know how it is in the UK, how it is in China, how it is in Chile, how it is
in Germany.
All of these cool Portuguese, all of these cool places that we get tuned in from. I'm really interested in expanding that and getting feedback from those listeners as well as the ones that are in Austin. Woohoo! Second goal is to be more influential in our community. So our goals are really simple. Mary spoke about being in the community. We really want to start hosting our events. We have something coming up that we are excited about in 2020. We want to do more in-house community-based podcast, and we want to reach out to people and just be more in tune with that and
provide like more facts and
knowledge.
Be a place. I think, you know, at the beginning we were kind of testing the waters, and now it's like, okay, we were in a pond, now let's go to the lake.
we in the lake now, you know, and then we're going to be on a stream, and then as we're streaming, we're going to go into
right
a bigger
into the ocean.
Yes. Thirdly, more knowledge, because more knowledge is power, and the more power that we have, the more we're able to put out to others. And how you're talking about being more sustainable, I love that. I feel like I'm so glad that we are both on this journey and that we both care enough for not only ourselves but our environment and our future to be doing things, even if it's little equals more than nothing. Four, more traveled interviews. Shout out to San Diego, guys.
Yeah,
I went to San Diego, California for my birthday, and I did some amazing thrifting.
I can't wait to see you.
Anybody in Austin, Texas, go past the Hill Country Galleria, check out the Caravan Co-op, and we have amazing home handmade, vintage, and other boutiques
Check out Thrifted Fields.
Yes.
If you're not in Austin, if you are in Austin, if you're coming and going, check out Thrifted Fields, because you're going to be posting all that up on there soon.
Yes, we're going to be posting so many of the goodies that I got in San Diego. Speaking of doing interviews, I am obsessed with a podcast called Pre-Loved.
Shout out to Pre-Loved.
Pre-Loved podcast. I am so obsessed with her and how she just is able to tackle all of these amazing thrifters in California and outside of California. The next time I'm in San Diego, I really, really want to reach out to her, and hopefully one day she could be listening to our podcast. If not now,
she's
so amazing. And then lastly, merch. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, we've been talking
about getting some cool stuff. I mean, we're simple. We're wanting to do some very eco-friendly packaging, very eco-friendly based items. So
any suggestions, throw it at us.
But we are all local. So if anybody in Austin knows any local eco-friendly, and I mean sustainable by eco-friendly, print shops, screen shops. We are looking to do it all, and we're wanting to do it all for you guys and to make the world a better place.
Absolutely. And I just want to leave with, I think, something that I've been thinking about with listening to these other sustainable fashion podcasts, trying to read more, trying to learn more, learning from you, learning from our interviewees. You know, I think a lot of the time what I'm hearing with these people interested in sustainability and sustainable fashion is that there's a lot of a very real, very important, dire conversation surrounding sustainability. And sometimes that can be really hard to confront. But I think there's also a lot to celebrate and a lot to create and a lot to come together for. And I think that that's really what I want to bring into 2020. And what I want to be a part of. And I think that this is such a great way to do it. I'm so excited.
Likewise, I think for me, I definitely want to be more influenced by other sustainable brands. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of research on my own, and I think for Thrifted Feels and Thrifting Minds podcast, I'm focused on in 2020 pushing the idea of sustainability in a brand and what that really looks like, what is really sustainable, what is not.
So complicated.
And it's so complicated, and it has so different tiers. And I think on my end, I'm still learning so much about, you know, it might be sustainable or it might not, or they might just label it as something and it might not really be something else. So I want to dive deep into that, and I want to do some fabric, you know, fabric facts.
Yeah.
We're going to do fabric facts every episode where we go over one fabric and we go over the facts of that fabric.
I would love that.
So that's what I'm bringing to 2020, y'all.
Message us, DM us, email us.
Email us, y'all.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. We need your feedback. Please comment on our podcast on Apple, on Spotify, on any platform that you listen to. Give us a comment. Give us a rate. We love to hear from you guys.
Yeah. And thank you guys so much. We hope that y'all's year is ending well and that you're excited for the new year.
Yes.
Share with us some of your goals, some of the things you're excited about.
Yes.
And thank you again for being such an amazing listener base.
Thank you, guys. Have a good year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Thrifting Minds. Our podcast is produced and edited by DJ Lucas. Our theme song is by Stefan Osei. And we cannot wait to bring you more inspo for thrifting and fashion on the next episode. Stay tuned.